Welcome to Cub Chat Live. This is a weekly show for Cub Scout families, new Cub Scout leaders, and anyone looking to make the youth serving programs in the Boy Scouts of America, awesome. If you're listening to the audio version of today's show, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. If you're watching live with us today, please comment along in the live chat and be sure to check out our audio version of the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Yes, we're a podcast too. Check it out. Okay, here we go.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday to everybody. It's time for Cub Chat Live. Mike, how are you doing today, sir?
Aaron, I'm doing well. So pleased and happy to be with you to talk about the Blue and Gold Banquet.
Exactly. Thank you. It is that time of the year. Believe it or not, we're over halfway through January. Most folks have their blue and gold. Maybe in another month or two, we're going to talk about that. If you haven't started planning for yours yet, maybe now's the time. If you have, let us know in the comments what you have planned. To start us off, though, Mike, just give us a general idea. What is this blue and gold thing we're talking about?
Aaron, that is an excellent question, because for those of us who have been around Cub Scouting for a while, the probability is that we've been involved in some kind of a blue and gold banquet. But for new Cub Scouters, families, and even scouts that haven't necessarily gone through one yet, what is this blue and gold business? Well, it's an opportunity for the pack to celebrate the pack's anniversary. It's an opportunity for the pack to thank the leaders and other adult volunteers for all the work they've done. It's a time to celebrate the founding of the Boy Scout movement, which was on February 8 of 1910. So it's an opportunity to show off a little bit and have some fun.
Now, Mike, we've got a really important question from Eugene from PAC 208 in Lexington. They want to know if you have a riddle for us today. Cub Chat Mike always comes with a riddle or joke.
It's coming. It's coming. But first, I wanted to give a general summary of what we're going to talk about.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
That would be, what are the types of events that we might turn into a blue and gold event or a blue and gold banquet? I have some unofficial kind of guidelines and things that might be useful for folks to know. What about possible themes? Should we have our blue and gold banquet with a particular theme? And what about displays and crafts that the scouts might make? Could even be centerpieces. And then I have some thoughts about displays and centerpieces that the scouts might make. But you're right. I like to always start my presentation with a dad joke, something that's really terrible. And then at the end of our program, I'll tell everyone what the answer to the riddle is. So since we're talking about blue and gold banquets, the question would be, what is one of the favorite things that a Cub Scout would like to eat at the blue and gold banquet? What's one of the favorite things? And there's a hint. It's not corn on the cob. It's not. So there's the hint. There's the riddle. And we'll come back to it at the end of our session. And people can have certainly write in and call in and give you their thoughts as to what that answer might be.
I'll be honest. I have no idea what the answer to that one is. That's a great one. If you guys watching at home know what the answer is, please let us know. Shout out to Luke, who's watching on YouTube. That's right. We are live on YouTube. Luke says, Merry Friday from PAC 21 Leather Stocking Council. Luke correctly points out this is twice in 1 week we've had Cub Chat Live. I believe Luke might be referring to our show last Tuesday night, Mike, when we had a special primetime edition of Cub Chat Live. Just want to remind everybody, we'll be doing that again next Tuesday night. If you missed that, please tune in. Shout out to Rusty from PAC 84 in New Philadelphia, Ohio. Kim from New York City, they love their blue and gold celebration. Luke says they started planning theirs already. TJ from PAC 650 in Georgia is ready for blue and gold ideas. TJ, you've come to the right place. Mike, correct me if I'm wrong. I think the first item on our list is to talk about possible themes. Am I right about that?
We're not yet, but okay. We're close. Don't jump the gun here.
Let you go first then, Mike. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, what I want everyone to know is that there's no requirement in our program to have a blue and gold banquet. Now, I happen to think it's a great idea, but you aren't required to have one. And I would be very interested in folks writing in and telling us what went well. What were some of the themes or what were some of the things that they did for the Blue and Gold Banquet that went well? And I'm especially interested in folks writing in and telling us what things didn't go so well. What things did they try that they're not going to do that again? And the first thing I want to say is a Blue and Gold Banquet doesn't have to be a banquet. It can be just a Blue and Gold event, although probably with our crew, eating is going to be involved in there somewhere. I do want to point out that even though we have this brand new program coming into effect on June 1 of this year, there's no changes that impact the Blue and Gold Banquet. So PACs that have had Blue and Gold Banquets and do things their way and have one special type of program, they don't have to change that. Okay, so what type of event is a Blue and Gold event, Aaron? Basically, anything goes. Anything goes. It can be very simple. You could have an ice cream social at the end of the PAC meeting, or you could turn the whole PAC meeting into an ice cream social. Maybe you want to actually have a dinner. You could have pizza during the middle of the meeting. It could be the whole meeting or just at the end. Could be even more formal. A potluck, for example. Perhaps all of the families bring an item to pass around and share. Or at the other end of the spectrum, you could go to a restaurant, make it a formal dinner of some kind. I do want to pass on one point, though. Remember that if a Cub Scout starts as a Lion and finishes as an AOL, that's been a 6 years of program, of Cub Scout program. I would encourage each pack to have a little bit of a variety in there. So, for example, if you had pizza every single solitary year as your Blue and Gold Banquet, it's going to get a little old. The Scouts, you want to have something a little bit different for the Scouts to enjoy, so it doesn't seem so routine. Okay, three sort of overriding thoughts. We want to celebrate Cub Scouts. We want to have some fun. We want to enjoy ourselves. Keep it simple. Make it fun. And I want to tell you, there is an awful lot of planning that goes into this. Usually, the PAC determines when the Blue and Gold Banquet is going to be when they prepare their PAC calendar. But at some point, and I'm going to talk about when that could be, the PAC committee needs to select a banquet chairman, someone, maybe even a group of people who are going to organize this special event. And now we're ready, Aaron. What are some of the themes? What in the world can you build a Blue and Gold Banquet around a specific theme? And if we'll put the first slide on. The first slide has a list of possible themes, and there are actually a couple of pages of these different themes. So I know that they're in the background there. So when those come up, let's go over them.
Behind the scenes, Brian is about to put those up. We've had a few folks chime in with ideas in the comments. Rob said he's been to a few great Star Wars theme ones that might be on the list. Pamela says their theme, she's from PAC 152 in Florida. Their theme is Knights of the Round Table. Very, very cool. Fred said he's been to several different Blue and Golds, ADC Assistant District Commissioner. Would that be right, Mike, you think?
Probably.
Yep. He's been to several different themes. Fred, let us know what some of those are. New York City Cub Scout PAC 422 says they're doing a superhero theme. Very, very cool. Jesse chimes in. We talked about different types of food, what you could do. Jesse says POC work works well for us. Very, very cool. Luke, also on YouTube watching, says potluck works well for them. Got a few other folks that are commenting about the blue and gold dinner or blue and gold event related to or not related to the Arrow of Light crossover. We're going to get to that, I think, here in a little bit.
We will.
Right, Mike?
We will.
But, Brian, whenever you're ready, do you have that list? There we go. There are some popular themes right there for you, Mike.
Okay, there's a first slide of 20, and I think we have a couple of other slides that go up to almost up to 50 different possible themes. But take a look at what we have there. I mean, Star Wars is right at the top of the list. Olympics, anything. Go to our Brian, if you go to the next list. There's up to 40. Baseball, sports of any kind. Magic, Angry Birds, Minions. Next slide, Brian. And now there's up to 50, all the way to dinosaurs, music, robots. The point that now there are dozens and dozens and dozens of different themes, but here are 50 that are sort of tried and true that people have used in the past. And if anyone has any theme that's worked particularly well, we'd love to hear about it. Okay, the next slide. We've now got some pictures. Okay, this could well be the Star Wars theme. They've got their lightsabers, maybe. It could be a military theme with the cross swords. But you can see the kids are having fun, and there is a specific theme. Next slide. Now, that definitely is a Star Wars theme. Look at some of the characters there. This is the dessert tray, but you can see some of the action figures there turned in, I think, maybe even made out of marshmallows. Next picture, I think, is an Olympic theme. Look at the Olympic theme. You've got a cake with the rings and the gold medal. Another theme, Brian. Now, that's got to be Harry Potter.
I don't know what that one is. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and the next picture is even more fun.
That's incredible right there. That's amazing.
Yeah, look at that. That is really looks like a full-fledged
that is something else, yes.
Restaurant. That is really incredible. Next, Brian. Okay, that's what I was thinking. That is Harry Potter. And look, everyone has dressed up.
Even the adults.
In costume. Remember, Cub Scouts are supposed to be having fun at everything we do. And certainly when you've got adults participating and the Scouts, but dressing up as characters, that's got to add a lot to a blue and gold banquet. Now, I think we've got, here's a Western theme. I think the Scouts that are crossing over to Scouts BSA are pictured in the wanted, in those wanted posters. But anything that looks like it's fun. Now, I think we probably, a surfer theme. Look at that. Pac 53 has the palm trees, and that's a great cake. So that's a theme. Now, here we go. To do my best. You've got the Cub Scout colors. That looks like you could build it into a nice theme. Next. Look, I think that's a camping theme, maybe. You've got acorns and you've got the fires. And look at the pictures of the Scouts on the little figurines there, the photographs. That's got to be a great theme. Maybe they're honoring and recognizing the Scouts that are crossing over. Not sure, but you could certainly do that. Okay, next picture. Wow, look at that. That's definitely kind of an outdoor theme. It looks like there's some s'mores there, and you got the cat. You've got a your candle type
lanterns, right? Lanterns.
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. That the lanterns are there. Incidentally, just to stop for a second, I would be very interested in knowing if any of the units that are watching have ever had an outdoor blue and gold where they cook the food that they were going to eat as part of the pack meeting. It seems to me that would be fun.
That seems like a natural fit, doesn't it?
Yeah, a Dutch oven for dessert, and you could build the whole pack meeting around creating the dinner. Okay, there may be one more slide, Brian, or two. Oh, look, that looks like a minion there with a
It's a Twinkie minion with a Cub Scout uniform, I think.
I think you're right. Okay, a couple more. There. That's Legos, I think.
Yep.
And the last one that I wanted to show you as a possible theme is that looks like it's the movie theme, but actually I think that is a cake.
It's a cake made to look like a popcorn for like a movie night, right?
It sure looks good to me. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, there we go.
How close is that? Yes. Before.
That's great. Mm-hmm. They're doing something outside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Do your best. There's another great picture. So now we've got a theme, and we can build around that. We may have a date already in the pack calendar, but now we've got to make sure that date's going to work, set the time, and find a place. Remember, if you're going to go to some place that you don't normally have your pack meeting, popular places get booked early, so you want to get out there and get your space nailed down. When you do that, consider, do you have an adequate space for ceremonies? Are you going to have some entertainment? What about displays? Maybe a table of arts and crafts or events you've done. What about a slide presentation of activities of the pack? Will you have enough parking? Will you need a microphone? Do you need a stage? Maybe dressing rooms to change into costumes. What about the food preparation area? And of course, always focus and be concerned about the cost to the family. So you can see there's a lot of stuff going on here. And that's why that the PAC committee, it needs to select a banquet chairman and maybe even a couple of people to help that individual. Okay, now you want to select a meal. What are you going to do consistent with your theme? You've heard me say that my pack has done the ice cream social. My pack has had pizza, the potluck. The pack can provide the main course. Family could bring things in. And again, I'm still looking to see if anyone has doing any cooking of the food there as a pack for the event. Now, at the dinner itself, remember that you want to get everyone served as quickly as possible. The last thing you want is for one group to be able to be eating and then almost done before the next group gets fed. So the method of serving isn't necessarily important, but you want everyone served as quickly as possible, keeping the cost reasonable. So, and you want to serve food that's generally acceptable to all the families. Now, want to get the word out. You've got it on the pack calendar, but emails to everybody wouldn't be a bad idea. Consider invitations. Not only do you want your families to attend, but grandparents and other members of the family. Consider guests. How about teachers? How about the head of your charter partner organization? How about the school principal? How about the scoutmaster of troops that you might consider feeding into? Dignitaries, unit commissioners, how about former Cub Scouts of the pack? Maybe former Cub Masters. You want to show off a little bit. We want to have fun. We want to do something that's fun and show that we're Cub Scouts and that we know how to have fun. Consider displays, centerpieces. Our pack normally takes the week before the blue and gold, and we make our centerpieces. And Brian, I think we have some pictures now of some possible centerpieces, four or five of them. So now that's kind of interesting, isn't it? That as a centerpiece, you've got the colors, the Cub Scout colors. You've got some crepe paper. That by itself would be wonderful. You could put flowers in that, perhaps. But that would be a fun centerpiece that the Scouts could make. How about the next slide?
What a great din activity the week or two before Blue and Gold, right? To have them create a centerpiece for the upcoming banquet. That's really, really cool.
Wow. Wow. One. And that looks like it's the backside of that one. Wow. Look at this. Look at this. This is a pack that has obviously gone and taken the blue and gold banquet to the next level. That's pretty formal. Look at the table decorations, the blue colors. That is a beautiful example of a very fancy a blue and gold. Next. Here we go. We're back to those centerpieces with the Cub Scout logo balloons.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't love balloons?
Can't go wrong with balloons.
And they're inexpensive, and they are very, very showy. So, okay, there's I think our last slide, but that is a perfect example of what a fun centerpiece could be. So consider those displays before as you're going forward. Now, you're at the dinner itself. Cub master or perhaps a master of ceremonies, you should have an opening ceremony. This is a Cub Scout function. There's going to be an invocation. You're going to have a welcome, an introduction. You're going to introduce people. Aaron, do you have any advice for us as to what you should and shouldn't do in some of this welcome and opening ceremony and discussions?
You know, the best piece of advice I can give, and I'm pretty sure you and I have talked about this before, Mike, but it was a mistake. I can tell you as a mistake that I made as a former Cub Master, and that is getting up there and talking too much. Because in hindsight, I just blabbed and blabbed. It came from the heart, right? It came from a good place. But I'm pretty sure everybody was asleep when I was done talking. So my advice would be keep it fun, keep it energetic, and save the long speeches. That's not the right time to be going on a super long speech. What do you think, Mike?
I think you're right. Keep it short. Keep it short. So now we've opened our blue and gold banquet with our ceremonies and greetings and invocation. We're going to have dinner. After dinner, now we have some opportunities. How about some entertainment? I know in many packs, they do a fair amount of singing, and they've got different volunteers that lead singing. How about some skits? Cub Scout packs love to do skits, and each den often has one in the ready for events like this. This might be a time to review the year, to give awards, almost as if you're kind of a court of honor here. You're handing out the adventure belt loops. And as someone mentioned earlier, this could be a perfect time to cross over to Scouts BSA. What a nicer way. I can't think of many nicer ways to send off a group of Cub Scouts who are now graduating to Scouts BSA in a wonderful event like a blue and gold banquet. This is also a time to thank some of the leader adults, the volunteers, especially some of those volunteer adults that are crossing over maybe to Scouts BSA. We're losing that volunteer, to thank them for all of the work they've done for the pack. Announcements, a closing ceremony. And this can be a regular Cub Scout pack meeting on its own, or it can be, as I say, something much more significant.
Yeah, Wild Bill from Pack 263 says they were just talking about themes at their last committee meeting. Alicia says their pack has a lot of success with a medieval theme. Luke points out that weather in upstate New York is usually awful when they have their blue and gold banquet, maybe outside. We mentioned doing it outside may not be an option for them. Pack 422 in New York City says they cater their food and ask families to bake blue and gold decorated cupcakes for dessert. Yummy. Indeed, I agree. Hey, Jesse has a really good idea. They always invite their commissioner, scout executive, their troop, nearby Scouts BSA troop, I think they're saying, attends and helps as well. Quick shout out to Todd from Troop 601 in Farmingdale, New York. Got a lot of folks in New York and New York State watching. As we showed earlier, Jesse says skits are their favorite, recognizing adults. And we do have some folks. There's a little bit of back and forth about whether it should be a crossover event or not, Mike. I don't think the BSA has any official guidance one way or other, just kind of whatever works for the unit. Is that generally what you would say?
That's correct. It's whatever works for the unit. You can have it as a crossover. Our pack never has, but that doesn't mean you couldn't. No rules. Anything goes is pretty much my guiding thought on that. Now, let's talk a little bit about a suggested timetable, because as you saw earlier in this presentation, there's a lot of things that need to happen and go on. My thought is that at least 4 months out, four PAC meetings out, you want to have selected your chairman, perhaps there's committee, verified your date, set the time, and in 4 months out, you should have chosen your theme and perhaps reserved where you want to go. 3 months out, it's not too early for the dens to work on their decorations, their centerpieces. It's not too early to start to plan the program. 2 months out, you want to make sure you've got your guest lists. 1 month out, you can mail those, email or actually have prepared invitations and get those invitations out. 1 month out, you want to have completed your decorations. Maybe if you're going to have a program, this is the time to print the program. 2 weeks out, arrange for your wards, complete the decorations, verify the RSVP so you know what you're going to have. And then on banquet day, you're going to set up your room, you're going to enjoy the banquet, and you're going to have your skits or whatever, and then you're going to clean up and call it a wonderful event. However, probably the most important thing is going to happen after the event at your next committee meeting. This is the time to debrief. What went really well? What are we not doing next year? We're not going to let Aaron talk. He talks too much. We're not going to let him be the master of ceremonies. What dignitaries did we forget to invite that we should have? It's the debriefing that I think is so important in terms of what you're going to do the next couple of years. Now,
yeah, good point by Jesse. Start, stop, continue. Yep.
Yes, start, stop, continue. So we have talked about that the blue and gold is not a required event. It can be a banquet. It can be something else. It can be anything you want to make it. It can be as sophisticated or as unsophisticated. You can just really use your imagination. The key, in my opinion, is to just simply have as much fun as you can.
Yeah, I love the idea that it's so wide open, Mike. Like you said, we've been using the term blue and gold banquet a lot, but that's not really officially. You can call it a blue and gold celebration. You can call it a blue and gold dinner. You can call it a blue and gold event. You can make it super formal if you like. You can make it super casual if you like. We did in my pack what you mentioned, Mike. We did it different every year. Sometimes we had pizza from the cheapest pizza place we could find near us, right? And then other times we had people bring food, really, really nice, good food. You can have people dress up a little bit. You can have them be super casual. You can go all out with the decorating and the themes, or you can kind of have it subdued. There are really lots of options. You can have it be a crossover ceremony or not. I think the key maybe is to talk with members of your committee. Talk with your families, members of your pack, and see what everybody wants to do, what they're in the mood for. Like Mike said, you nominate a chairman, all right? You have a chairman who's kind of in charge of it. It doesn't have to be you. It doesn't have to be the Cub Master or the committee chair. It can be anybody. And then let them go crazy. Let them be creative and let them do what they want to do. I love the idea that their possibilities are really, maybe not limitless, right? But there's a lot of possibilities, a lot of things you can do out there.
There sure are. And anyone who's been involved in Cub Scouting for a period of time has probably got wonderful stories about things that went well and things that they did and things that they enjoyed. One of my favorite stories is when we invited the school superintendent to our blue and gold. And this was a big district, and he was a nice guy, but he was very formal. He came in his coat and tie. We had our skits and had some fun. And I have a picture of him in the middle of the dance floor doing the tutti-ta with his thumbs up and his elbows back. Here's this school superintendent, you'd think awfully formal and sort of staid and formal, but he was out there having fun. And that's what we want in scouting, our scouts to leave whatever event it is and say, wow, I had fun. I want to come back.
Yep. I agree 100%. The Cub Scout, what we always say in Cub Scouts, do your best, right? Make it fun. Everything else will fall into place. Mike, we've got people dying to know the answer to your riddle. The most common guess I'm seeing is cookies. I don't know.
Well, although I'm going to mention something about that. What do Cub Scouts really like to eat at a blue and gold banquet? It's not corn on the cob, but corn on the cub.
I should have seen that coming when you gave us the clue that it's not corn on the cub.
And Cub Scouts love desserts at Blue and Gold, but they don't eat cupcakes. They eat cub cakes.
He could go all night. He's got tons of them.
I'm sorry, Aaron. But listen, what we want to do in our program, as well as the Cub Scouting program, is have fun, enjoy ourselves, have a few laughs. I always love spending time with you.
Enjoy spending time with you too as well, Mike. This has been a great show and very informative as usual. I want to remind everybody, we will be back next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Time for a special episode of Cub Chat Live Primetime. I see a question in the comments from Jen. Jen, I encourage you to tune in next Tuesday night at 7 p.m. We will be talking about this at that time. By the way, we did it last week. You can always go back and watch that episode along with all of the other episodes of Cub Chat Live right there. Mike, any other final words before we let folks go? Any other final thoughts on the Blue and Gold Banquet or Blue and Gold event?
Yes, I just want them to let us know what they're doing that's working and that they're enjoying and what's been very successful to them. I'd love to hear from them.
Leave a comment in the comments, guys, and let us know. You heard Mike. You heard the man. Let us know what works for you and maybe, like in my case, what doesn't work. Thanks so much, Mike. Appreciate your time as always. Thanks so much to everybody from watching at home. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. Have a good weekend. So long, everybody.
Thanks, Aaron. See you later.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode. Same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive for all our past video episodes. You can see us live, except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.